You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, so it has been quite a February in snowstorm-wise, and I just was kind of wondering what it's like to be an alderman. So let's ask the 32nd Ward Alderman, Scott Wagesback. I would imagine the days after a snowstorm are among your favorites.
In some ways, yes. You know, driving around, checking on streets and stuff, but it can also be some of the worst too, just watching how things go. But yeah, happy snow day to you.
Do your residents call you, or do they go straight to streets and sand?
We get both. I think a lot of people put in 311 requests. Our ward soup is pretty open with folks, and he's got a lot of numbers, but we do get a lot of requests for assistance or, you know, for a lot of different issues on snow problems.
I was actually reading a story, and I apologize, I don't remember where it was now, but that you have a list of seniors in your ward who might need help shoveling, and you've got a crew that goes out and does that?
Yeah, we've been doing it for a few years, quite a few years since we started, actually, and it's senior citizens, people with disabilities, and, you know, we just try to pull together whatever volunteers are there available at the time to help out.
And so tell me about the reaction you've gotten from people today or in the past couple of days. Has it been sort of shrugging your shoulders? This is Chicago. Has there been anger out there?
Well, there's been a lot of different issues, and, you know, we haven't had snow like this for a while, but I think, you know, there's sometimes anger with the plow drivers who are trying to do their best, you know, but sometimes, you know, things like half parked cars block an entire street.
Right.
You know, there's people that have private plows that plow in their neighbors' garages, and I've had to go out and, you know, shovel out a few of those, and we try to work with people to fix that problem. So there's a lot of different things that happen, but I think, you know, looking around and seeing how people help out other neighbors, I mean, that's the part that I like to see, is just people grabbing a shovel and helping a neighbor in need.
But you're actually doing that yourself. You're putting on your boots, so your gloves, and going out there with a shovel.
Yeah, in between meetings or late at night, early, trying to do it. Sometimes with the shovel, sometimes with the snowblower, but it's just wherever I've got a minute.
All right,
but just like anybody else.
What do you put in front of your house to save your parking spot, Alderman?
Nothing.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't do dibs.
You know, no old Naugahyde dinette sets, nothing like that?
No. You know, and it's interesting. I've seen a lot less of it over the last year, I think, and definitely this year. But I think it's, you know, a lot of people are helping other people dig out and trying to, you know, create more spots, but I haven't seen it as much this year.
Oh, that's good. Hey, I want to ask you about another thing. The Mayor's Chicago Monuments Project came out with a list of 41 monuments and statues around the city. Have you had a chance to look at that at all?
I just saw it a couple minutes ago, but I have not looked through it in detail.
So there are five Lincoln statues, a couple of George Washington. The Illinois Centennial Monument at the heart of Logan Square, that's not in your ward, is it?
It is. It actually is, yeah.
So what do you make of that?
Well, I think we're going to, you know, we'll have a public discussion about it. I think, you know, it has, it's interesting. It actually has, from my understanding, and I've seen it, a Native American that's sort of facing away from the white expansionist. And I think, you know, when we get into the details of it, it'll be interesting to the public to kind of hear what it's about. But we should have an open discussion about all these and just hear what people have to say and then, you know, make some decisions about how it looks in the future.
Alderman, I'm pleading ignorance here. I don't know what I'm not. I can see it. I've driven by it many times. But what is it that people object to?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I haven't been given any details. I've heard, you know, some people wanted to take it down, but without much reason other than that.
Okay, well, we're just at the start of what will be a long process, I'm sure. Listen,
yeah.
I live in the suburbs, but if I give you my address, will you dig out my garage?
It's kind of a long haul on the car right now. I'm just going up to one of the neighborhoods right now. I don't know about that, Steve.
Well, you stick with the people who vote for you, Alderman.
Yeah, and you stay safe when you're shoveling.
I will do that. You're right. You too.
I will.
All right,
yeah,
we'll talk again. Alderman Scott Wagesback of the 32nd Ward.